He says he didn't see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. All right, so now, back to our question. Which God or gods will be with us in this new earth? And now we know in this new city, the new Jerusalem. I did not see a temple in this city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple. Well, we know that the Lamb refers to the Lord Jesus, who is God the Son. And since they're using this conjunction, the word and, to let us know that they're referring to two different persons, we know that the Lord God Almighty is referring here to God the Father. So God the Father and God the Son are in the temple to purify water. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. Sin brings with it a curse. And how many of you have picked up on curses passed into children by the parents? How many of you have observed someone speaking a curse over others? How many of you have noticed that people have indulged in sin and brought curses on themselves? No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face. They will see his face. Many of us truly love the Lord, and we long to see him as he is. We long to see his face. We long for the day when he will have purified us so much that with joy and abandon, we can put our arms around him, hug him, embrace him, and tell him about our love for him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. We won't need it. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. And they will reign forever and ever. It is so interesting that in the world in which we live now, and this is the way it's been century after century after century, you have so many people who hate God, who hate his ways, and hate the people who love God and who love his ways, that they work overtime to make life as difficult for those of us who love God as they can. What a turn of events when those of them who refuse to repent of their sins and who refuse to submit to Christ will have been thrown into the lake of fire, where they will spend all of their eternity in torment. And those of us they worked so hard to dog will be reigning as kings forever and ever, reigning as queens forever and ever. That's why we love. We love God because he makes everything that we go through worth it in the end. It's worth it now while we're allowing him to build and develop our character, giving us strength to submit to him more and more and more, to submit to the Spirit of God more and more and more, so that he is able to have us conform to the image and the personality of Christ more and more and more, so that we become more and more like Christ Jesus and thereby become more and more like God. That in itself is a beautiful benefit, an awesome benefit of hanging in there and staying with God. Becoming more and more like the person we love and admire so much. And then to also, in being like him inwardly, we will be like him outwardly, reigning under his authority, the King of Kings guiding the lower kings who will be reigning on his earth. The angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants, plural, the things that must soon take place. And the Lord Jesus said, behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. There's something else that the angel said to John. Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. Just before one of the trumpets sounds, things are going to be sealed. There were some things that John saw that this angel revealed to him that he was not permitted to reveal to us. God told him, seal that up. Don't write that. Don't write that. Nope. And so we won't know what that is about until it's actually happening during the Great Tribulation. But here, the tribulation has come and gone. The millennial reign has come and gone. The final judgment is over. And we're being told the new earth, new heaven will be put in place. And all that John was given permission to write, he said, do not seal up. Don't seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. Everything he was permitted to write was to be read and revealed to all of us. Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who is vile continue to be vile. But listen to this part. Let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is holy continue to be holy. It is a beautiful and awesome life to be holy and to do what is right. We get our identity from who we are based on our relationship to, our connection to Christ Jesus and God the Father. That's where our identity is. And we can feel good about who we are, because the Spirit of God is making us more and more one with God the Father through God the Son, our Savior. Behold, verse 12 says, Jesus is speaking, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. Blessed are those who wash their robes. Listen, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is supreme. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Now listen to this. He's making it clear to us again, a separation that is final and complete. Verse 15, outside are the dogs, those who are not in the Lord, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. That includes people who teach doctrines of demons, people who teach false doctrine that is designed to pull God's people away from God and have them thinking that they're getting. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll be worth it. That's why we love. We love because God in his faithfulness has a tremendous future for us that he has described for us. And even with the description, we can only begin to imagine just how beautiful, just how gorgeous, just how awesome that life is going to be. And that will be life for us for all eternity. This is what God has planned for us of his own accord out of the beauty of His own will. He's designed this for us. That's why we love.